Last time on The Usual Time.
Approaching you slowly and still at a bit of a distance, you see a large turtle.
What is that noise?
That? It's that.
What is that?
I rub my eyes and look at that.
You see a giant turtle coming right at you. It exhales and this wall of steam just comes shooting towards all of you. Talia would say, do you think we can take this thing?
I don't think we got a choice. We gotta fight it. It's so big. What are we gonna do? Run away?
I'm gonna roll a chaos bolt at level 5.
I'm gonna use my polymorph on Droop. I'm transforming him into a fucking T-Rex. Fucking kill that thing!
It's looking a little worse for wear, and seeing this giant beast, it will turn towards the water.
I cast Wall of Fire at the 4th level on the ground, right in front of this thing.
Droop, getting hold of his new form after the transformation's complete, lunges in for a bite and pulls it back. Woo! So its head is in the wall of flame. And then you just have Droop, still frenzied, tearing into this giant carcass
with
his
axe?
Claws and teeth, ripping away flesh.
I'm going to make my way, I'm not paying attention to Shadow, obviously. I'm going to start making my way over there because I want to get a closer look at this thing because I don't think this is a fucking turtle.
Fair. That's fair.
So I might take some Wrath of Shadow.
It looks like I just cast my animated shield.
Okay.
But it's not hovering over, from my gauntlet. It's like, it looks, if you're paying any attention, it looks like it's a little bit different, but animate shield. The spectral shield is hovering by me for a minute. That may be confusing to some people as to why that happened, since we're not fighting anymore, but carry on.
What the fuck was that thing?
So getting a closer look at it, you can see it's shaped like a turtle, but it does have some dragon-ish traits. It has teeth kind of like a dragon would in its maw. It's not just like a beak like a lot of turtles have.
I'm going to drop down as they're investigating also.
Okay.
How far is Thalia away from this location of...
She's just thrashing? Dropped to the ground, breathing heavily, kind of...
How far away is she, though?
About 45-ish.
Okay. Every creature within 30 feet of me turns invisible.
Okay. So...
But
suddenly...
Droop immediately becomes visible again because he's attacking.
Okay. Amalexia, suddenly you're investigating this beast and you're like poking at it and then you can't see your arm and hand anymore.
I look around, what do I see?
Everything else looks the same. Well, Shadow's...
Yeah, I'm gone too.
What's going on? Why am I gone?
Where are you?
Where are you? I can't see you.
I can't see you. What are you talking about?
Where did you guys go? You hear from the distance. And in the other distance you hear.
But then you see him.
Yeah, he's there.
It's like I've been made invisible. I didn't do it, I don't think, myself.
Oh, God. As I become visible again, but then I'm a plant.
What do you mean you're a plant?
I drop to the ground. You see me become visible again, and I drop to the ground, and I'm a succulent. I turn into a cactus.
A fucking sunflower plant.
No,
falls from
I'm a cactus, and I am I'm incapacitated.
What the fuck? What is that?
Okay. Shadow, all of a sudden there's a plant there.
Do you now hear from... No, that's the next one. You may feel a wave of magic emanate from me, but you don't know what it did. If we're attacked in the next minute, you will be vulnerable to piercing damage.
Okay.
Oh boy.
What's going on? Where'd you go, Shadow? Shadow?
As you see this this cactus, potted cactus on the ground, right where I was talking from, you notice that there are now butterflies gathering around it, and maybe some flower petals falling to it out of nothingness.
Hey.
You may be very confused.
I'm very
confused. I
get confused easily.
Oh, this is good. Let's see. 5d6. It's not what you think, though. I'm immune from being drunk for 20 days.
That sounds like the worst.
So,
Steve Rogers over here.
I'm not sure that. Yeah, my body's just... It's just can't be done. Two more.
It's like when Barry Allen
was the Flash. He's the Flash, did you know?
And he can't get drunk.
His metabolism works too fast on the inside?
Correct.
I was a medium potted plant. I'm now a large cactus.
You break out of the pot.
In a pot. No, the pot is me, is part of me. So,
I drop to my knees. I'm just like,
you're just like, what is happening? Who did this?
God,
where are we?
Okay, so how many was that, do you think? I think that's 9. I begin to levitate.
The plant?
The plant is now levitating in the air. This large plant, it's a cactus. Now I gotta find out how long this lasts. I don't even know how levitate works.
They're 1 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's the second one. Yeah, for 10 minutes, I levitate. Technically, it's concentration, so I might be able to just... But I'm not. It's just happening. So yeah, I'm levitating. And nothing. And then it seems like nothing else happens for an amount of time.
Okay.
What
do you guys do once this plant starts just levitating? Droop drops out of his frenzy. And... Yeah, it starts coughing up blood and is just like, what is this? What happened? I blacked out.
I go over to him. Does he see me?
He's just kind of looking at himself and this carcass he is inside of.
You did it, Troop. You saved us all.
I did.
Again.
I knew I could do it.
You're a hero, but I
saw that big thing and I just said I'd put my head down and I ran right for it.
You did it all by yourself, buddy. Good job.
You're probably not invisible anymore.
Okay.
What is this thing? Does anyone know what this thing is? Where's Shadow? Is that Shadow? I don't know what's going on.
I become myself again.
Shadow appears.
And I'm just levitating in the air without using my wings.
He's doing weird shit.
Breathing Shadow. In deeply because I was incapacitated for 60 seconds.
I thought you had your magic under control.
What happened? You were invisible.
You were invisible. No, and then you were a plant. And now you're floating.
What kind of plant?
A cactus of sorts.
I am floating. Huh.
What kind of plant? That's the first question.
A cactus?
Oh my god, I did get stabbed.
I felt that one other time before. You remember when we were fighting those guys right before the dragon
the
man?
The dead things.
But right before the dragon man, you remember that? We were fighting those groups of guys in the Underdark.
You were a plant? You
that? That happened. I felt like that once other. That was the other time. I turned into a cactus?
Yeah, and you floated. You got bigger.
I'm still floating. Look at this.
I thought you got your powers under control.
Well, I used a lot of magic there. Maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe it's when I cast that chaos bolt. Maybe I should stop doing that.
I guess it worked, so...
Did we kill it?
I'm complaining too much.
It's dead?
What happened?
What happened to its butt?
Well, Droop kind of went to town on it.
No, oh, man. You were like a big... You were a great big monster. You were a great big monster there for a little while.
I know. I don't know how, but... I gotta get this thing's taste out of my mouth.
Maybe you gotta get your magic under control, Droop.
And he starts drinking the water.
That's got salt in it, no!
And he starts spitting it up, and he's like, it's salty!
Well, that'll clean your mouth out really good, but don't drink it.
Droop, you don't drink the ocean water. It's gonna dry you out.
Yeah, you'll get super thirsty.
You'll get dead.
And then dead.
Is what you'll do.
But it'll clean, it's good for cleaning your mouth. You should clean it, just don't swallow it. Spit it back out.
I get my canteen and I go over to him and say, after you're done washing off your everything, take a drink of this, but don't drink all of it.
Okay.
We gotta get off this island, guys.
He'll walk into the water and wash himself off, take a swig back to you.
I look at it and think, I'm not gonna drink off that. not until it gets clean, but I take it anyway.
Well, about getting off, I wouldn't really be too worried about it. I mean, do we think anything bigger than that or even smaller than that's gonna come bug us after this?
I'm like struggling to move. I can move like 20 feet sort of clumsily.
Like a little ghost floating around.
Sort of.
I'm like outpacing you walking.
Yeah, basically. Don't ask if something worse can come out of there. We just got, like, waved and monster turtled. Don't ask.
What is it? It's going to be, like, a bigger turtle?
I don't know. How am I supposed to know? They get bigger than that, probably. I don't know.
Thalia will chime in and say, I've heard of things like that off the coast before, but I've never been to the ocean to see one myself.
Oh my god.
I can't imagine why anyone sails.
What else is out here that you've heard of?
What is this thing? Did it talk? I think it talked to us.
I think it might have been intelligent.
It was breathing but, smoke or something.
I didn't speak its language.
Oh god.
Sounded like what that Grar fellow says.
Yeah, where is he? He's never gonna believe this, guys.
Oh, maybe he knows what it is.
Well,
and when he comes back, he can tell us.
He's been gone all night.
Well, he's probably
dead now.
He'll come back. That's the first rule of when you get lost, you stay put. He'll come back to
the
spot.
But what if he's also staying put? Because he's lost. What if
guys,
we're both staying put?
I don't mean to be a downer here, but what if he doesn't come back? What's our plan B for getting out of here?
I can just fly.
If we rest a little bit more, I could always, you know, turn Droop into one of those big flying birds again. That seemed to work out pretty well.
How many people can he carry?
Two.
I'm sure he can carry the perfect amount.
You've carried two people on him before.
I guess if you can carry you two, then I can fly.
How many lizard men was it holding?
I could fly. Two. He's probably just going to be way faster than me, but that would work. You want to rest today?
Either way, we have to rest, right?
You look like you want to rest.
I want to see if there's any... What is this thing, do you think?
It's a turtle. It's just really big.
It seemed to be speaking Draconic.
I bet.
I couldn't understand its words.
You know what? I bet this is like, you know how sometimes when you put fish that are supposed to be small in a big, big water, they get really big? I bet turtles work the same way. You put a turtle in the ocean and it just gets giant.
Yes, I'm sure that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I don't know why it speaks Draconic, but...
It is strange that it would be speaking.
Breathed something at us, like really hot air.
Just a turtle that somebody put in the ocean.
Well, I don't know.
I can tell you.
What if it's like a magic turtle? Who knows, man?
It's a dead turtle now.
Yeah, man, I can't believe it.
We got this backwater inbred over here, like, yes, it's totally just a turtle someone put in the ocean.
Who knows? Uneducated. This kid never went to college. He's been on a fucking... He's been on a fucking backpacking tour through Europe since he left Mazdika.
He was in sports in school.
Fucking
in sports.
I was in magic in school, so I didn't learn about turtles. Lord. Yeah,
I mean, feel like
let's just rest.
Where's that town? Didn't we stop at a town in the desert?
Yeah.
You stopped at you didn't really shadow drop down.
Yeah, I was the only one that asked a question.
And interface with them. Yeah. I don't even think he asked what the name of the place
I did not.
Was.
I specifically remembered I didn't want to.
He did ask for bread.
How far away was that?
That was a full day's travel. To the south.
I would totally love to polymorph this thing into a mouse and then drop it at the feet of these fucking people and be like, boom!
What is this?
What is this? You want it? You got any bread?
Yeah, you got any bread for a sandwich? We got meat. Oh my god. Alright, we can rest. That's fine, as long as nothing else terrible happens to us today.
Alright. Talia will offer to take first watch.
I mean, yeah, it's just the beach. Not a bad idea. I'm just going to be watching all day as I rest. And then pass out.
I don't... Well, yeah. I would.
She moves over to position herself under the thing's carcass so as to block the sun as things get hotter and hotter through the day.
Sure. Yeah, I was going to say I was going to sleep against it as well because I figured that
pretty open right here.
I suppose all the trees are fucked now, so.
Yep.
I'll do that.
There's still a storm raging to the north.
Fucking.
But it's calm by you guys.
All right. 10 minutes later, I drop to the ground.
Okay. You're no longer levitating. You guys get through 8 hours without confrontation, but I have to see what Grar's plan is for the next morning first. He may just come back before it's an issue.
I will be collecting the teeth of this thing.
Yeah, you can spend some time doing that. It also has large claws on its flippers, like at the ends of them.
And I take it its shell is way too hard for me to,
its shell is incredibly hard, yes, but where Shadow's acid attack was, you could try and pry some pieces.
I was thinking it'd be really cool to see if we could get armor made from the shell.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do that instead of rest, you're certainly welcome to spend your 8 hours doing that. And probably fail. Take you that amount of time to break off enough pieces to make a full suit of armor.
Yeah, I'd probably take... Well, I'll take however long you think it is.
You never find a person that can work turtle shell armor. People that don't know how to do bone mold or something in Skyrim. Yep. It's a lost soulstime.
Yeah, I mean, I'd use my... I don't know how much I'd be able to, because I take it, because this thing is no longer living, none of its parts are being worn or carried. But...
I mean,
I try and make use of telekinesis where I could to make it easier.
I'm gonna see if I could find something comparable to see how much you'd.
Is this so out of game? Is this like a baby dragon turtle or something?
Yep.
That's neat.
I just took the dragon turtle stats and scaled it down a bit.
I didn't appreciate it. No matter how cool it is.
It's cool, and I want to capitalize off of this kill in some way.
Did we level?
Also out of game. I had planned for this to happen before the separation, but you guys got separated before it happened.
Can we know what it said now?
I can't remember specifically what I had in my head at the moment, but the long and short of it would have been it was pissed and wanted to know if you guys had dragged it here from out of
the sea.
Yeah.
Oh!
I knew it. That was the first thing I was going to say. It's like, in character, I was almost going to be like, does it think we did this?
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
I mean, when you're like, I think you said something like, you hear something, and I'm like, what could possibly be coming? Like, we're on a small island that's off the coast. Like, what could possibly be rising from the sea? But, yeah, with the waves and stuff.
The chicken. It was the dragon zord.
Chicken.
Oh, you're back. Chicken. So, if you woke up the next morning unmolested, what would you do?
I would go up into the air with Squark and Twill.
Mm-hmm.
I would get a lay of the land and look in the... Well, also, I would probably immediately skywrite in the morning.
Okay.
And I don't know what I would make it say. Probably the same thing that I did yesterday.
Well, that's convenient, because we ignored it then, too.
Yep. Sounds like you might have been busy. But I know I went to in a northerly direction to find them, so we would go up, and I would get a lay of the land, and, I mean, as a feature anyways, I have an excellent memory for geography, so I'd like to think that I can figure out which way is south, and I would head to find them.
Yeah. So you guys would see the sky writing again sometime mid-morning. It probably would have the same effect as yesterday, I presume.
Yes, it would. Would I have felt particularly safe where I was resting, or what were the conditions where we were?
So you would have landed kind of on not exactly a cliff, but an elevated place in mostly grassland, small patches of trees here and there, but you would have had good visibility on the surrounding area.
That's significantly better than... Okay, then yes, I will say I would have... I was contemplating not resting at all, but that's not desert, so I'm more comfortable.
Yeah. Very good. So the northern side of this swath of like inlet of ocean here is grassland.
Beautiful.
The desert climate has shifted.
Beautiful. And then, yeah, I would go and find them.
Okay. It would take you probably a good 2 hours to scope them out, at least, just kind of grid searching island by island.
Fair enough.
So about halfway through a long rest, you guys would see in the light of the sun the shadow of two large aerial beasts approaching.
Hey! Look! Up there! You'd be back!
Is that G-Rar?
That is G-Rar! I knew he'd be back! Hey!
And I'm waving my arms
here. Kill this thing. Oh, Lord.
Uh-huh.
You land.
Uh-huh.
They're there. There's a, has Grar ever traveled to the ocean? Would there be any chance you'd have any idea what a dragon turtle is?
Yes, I would have been to the ocean, because otherwise I wouldn't have my swimming forms. So definitely, yes.
Okay, so you recognize what looks to be a fairly young dragon turtle, dead and somewhat desiccated. And they're all resting on or around it.
I'm just gonna stare and then go running up to it. And I probably would like hug its head. Feel sad.
Daddy.
No, I was thinking more like Alan Grant with the Triceratops, but
oh my god. No.
Yeah. That thing tried to kill us in our sleep.
It did speak that draconic language, you know, but it didn't stop attacking either, so we defended ourselves.
This is no easy feat.
No. You
won a difficult battle this evening.
We almost died. I almost died. I guess I can't speak for the rest of
them. I may have underestimated you all. I apologize.
Oh, no, we're just happy you're back.
Bless.
kind of worried you weren't coming back this way.
We required healing, but I came when it was most convenient.
Well, that's all we can ask for. Let's get out of this ocean. This place is dangerous.
Have you eaten yet?
I know only, I think only Droop's eaten here.
Very well.
And I cook turtle.
The thing that I was hoping he wouldn't want to do.
All right. So Alexia, you finish your task of chopping off however much of this thing's shell you want.
Totally would help too if you wanted like teeth and shit. Fuck yeah.
Oh yeah. I was looking at teeth, claws, and shell.
It's my general decorum. I don't need shell, but
I would hope not.
So, terrible. You guys can cook lunch and continue.
What are these things called?
Salvaging.
Grar.
I do not know what they are called in your language.
Well, that
that checks out.
So I'll just be generally excited to show things without knowing necessarily what they did.
It's this big thing with a shell.
It's like a turtle, but it breathes stuff that is hot.
I love a mother trucking steak.
What? And I'm about to eat the best fucking turtle I've ever eaten. Guaranteed.
Probably. I don't know how much turtle you've had in your day.
Zero, and I guarantee that dragon tastes good.
I mean,
the king's, it's a king's meal!
You can roll to see how much you like it if you want.
Hey, dragon meat in Harry Potter is kind of raunchy looking. Just
dragons are not meant to be eaten. He said.
But,
says some transphobic woman.
Whoa, I declare not going to go there with this.
You know what's fucked up about that is that she's kind of doesn't know how to say things right, but like the Harry Potter universe is so fucking accepting and nice and woke that it does. I can't figure it out, man.
I mean, if you want me to roll, I was just gonna assume that I loved it, but if you want me to roll, I'll roll.
We always roll for food.
Fine. Am I adding anything? Probably not. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, just 17. So you really like it.
Pretty fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Pretty fucking good.
One of the best.
I definitely do a prayer before I cut into this thing. Bless. Just like a silent to myself, speaking to the spirits thing.
Dear Lord, thank you for this meal.
Thanks for the grub.
No, more like
rub-a-dub-dub.
May you find rest in the next life.
Well, that was touching. I'm sorry that I made a joke of.
I accept this.
I am definitely hesitant to eat it, but once I taste it, you're probably going to see a side of me that you've never seen.
She won't be able to tear her off of it. She likes it so much.
This is probably the best food since the lobster at Newfoundland.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You went to a fancy dinner at a fancy restaurant with your boyfriend guy.
With a fancy company.
Yep. So you're starting after a rest.
To clarify, they just finished a rest, or we all just finished a rest? Was I back with them when I rested?
They did. You wouldn't have.
Oh, okay.
And I think they just short rested. I don't think that they long rested.
Well, we were halfway through a long rest when they got there. So
okay.
I was kind of skipping back and forth. But so if we have to finish a rest, I'm going to finish a rest. Not that I need
one. What are you talking about? I'm all finished.
Yeah, good one. Actually, I do because this is coming directly on the heels of the dragon turtle fight. So I'm down big top end slots, spell slots. So I'm finishing a long rest regardless.
Okay, so Grar, I guess you have some time to pitter around once you get there. You do your stuff with the dragon turtle. I think you were helping Alexia harvest some of it.
I think I wanted a tooth, if I could remember correctly.
Okay, and you were trying to get scales to make a set of armor or something?
All of these are things.
Basically, I had said you have enough time with Shadow and Droop resting that you could get whatever you need for a set of armor.
All right.
Carrying it might be interesting.
What mechanics is that?
I don't know. I'm just going to say you have like a stack of this thing's scales that you've lashed together into a pack.
Like a bento lunch.
All this flesh together with like a rope and just a big stack of flesh, basically.
Well, scales, but yeah.
Scales, flesh.
That's going to be stinky.
Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
I mean, can you just put it in the water for most of the time?
Throw it in the salt water for a little bit.
There you go.
So yeah, that's large and bulky, probably weighs at least a good 50 pounds. I don't know what you want to do with it, but you can't keep it on you.
Tie it to a flying creature.
Yeah, I'm going to tie it to a droop.
In his normal state? Droop.
What was that, Klon?
In his normal state?
Yeah, I mean,
Hey, Goblin, come here. Let me add some weight. You look unbalanced.
Hey, Droop.
Here's that Goblin.
You'll be able to. Droop, you look like you could probably carry this pretty easily. You're pretty strong, right?
Very strong.
Well, I think that we got some good stuff here. It turns out that I don't have the physique to be able to hold it for too long, but I think that you'd do a fine job with that. So it's your job to hold this and make sure not to drop it or anything until I guess we get to wherever we're going. I don't even remember.
I'm not doing that. It's as big as I am.
Really? He's not going to do it?
Holy shit. I'm laying on the beach and I sit up at this act of defiance by Droop.
I can't carry that. It's huge. Look at it. You can barely carry it. You're bigger than me.
Yeah, but you're swinging around that giant axe all day. I thought that it might have pumped up your muscles.
I can't carry my axe and all this stupid scales for you.
Jeez, what is going on here? Who is this even?
The dragon turtle really shook him up.
Yeah, clearly.
Tie it to a thing. One of those things. Flying things.
Secure it to a... Wait. Is there any saddle on these things? There's like multiple people riding it previously. Is there some sort of...
I think I had said one way or another in previous episode. But yes. I believe there is.
Where did we get them from?
We got them from the lizard folks.
Then they got saddles on them.
Yeah.
All right, then I'm going to secure it with rope. I'm going to tie rope all around it so it stays together, and then with the rest of the rope, I'm going to tie it to the damn saddle.
All right. Good enough.
Their fucking flight dynamics are all gone to shit now. We're going to be listing lazily to the left constantly.
He didn't properly balance the passenger load.
Almost certainly takes up a rider slot, though.
I was considering that. I think it probably will. It's as big as a troop. Although we were letting him ride kind of where he shouldn't.
Now they equal one. No.
Basically, they probably would. They're both roughly, 50 pounds? Okay, so yeah, you do that. You're able to do that, and
it turns into arc physics where suddenly it tries to move, and it's just moving really incredibly slow because it hit the threshold.
That's right.
Troop, you have to jump off.
Everybody has
a here. Use this grappling hook.
No wait.
Takes you 5-10 minutes to get that all secured, tied down. Droop and Shadow and whoever else is taking advantage of a long rest would have a good 3 or 4 hours left. So that time passes. If you guys are doing anything else while they're resting, do so or forever hold your peace. Otherwise, nothing of note happens.
No,
okay. Long rest applied. Did I level?
No.
All right. North.
In fact, okay. Subtract one level. Okay,
for asking. You know the rules. We don't ask that around here. Not after last time.
Take 1 point of exhaustion.
Not after
How
last time.
How dare you.
Yep.
A beam of light comes down from the sky and smites you of your levels.
Who did that happen to before?
I don't know.
Somebody got...
Did it happen to somebody?
Oh, it was Crony.
He got smoted smited. For a level?
He got... Well, not for a level, but he got smited by the heavens for touching something that was purely good.
Oh, that happened. I recall. Yeah. It was the idol.
That was it, and he was evil. And came right through the fucking roof.
I probably have it in my notes somewhere. Okay. You get on your birds however you so choose. Grar, you're flying yourself. Is that accurate to say?
If that's happening, I need to have at least one more hour because I need a short rest.
Oh, well.
So if I got approximately, I was definitely doing something at first, so I'm just rounding to assuming I need one more hour for myself.
Okay.
I allow the hour as the boss of the group.
Let me see how many of you there.
There's four.
So yeah, there's five of you.
Other people. Yeah, plus Gar.
So two people per thing. And yeah, you would have to, probably. Especially now that she's lashed weight to one of them. Okay, so you get your spell slot back and do your wild shape. You all mount up, take off. Getting into the air, you can see the terrain in front of you is mostly grassland, and off in the distance you can see a spattering of trees here and there. The air above you is gray. It's not storming where you are, but you can see darker clouds ahead. As you fly, the wind begins to pick up and you begin to feel rain on your faces. Eventually it gets to the point where the Quetzals are having trouble going forwards. Grar, you in particular, being the person that's flying himself, notice that you're having trouble keeping altitude.
Well, I'm not about to have a rinse and repeat, so I'd head for
trees?
Land, shoreline, okay. Whatever.
Yeah, so it's not like before where the wind came whipping in out of nowhere. It's just been a gradual increase in wind pressure as you push forward towards this storm you can see ahead of you that you're kind of in the outskirts of now. You're able to see that the terrain below has become slightly more forested. There are groupings of trees below you. You find one that you're able to set down by. And the Quetzals are shielded from the effects of the weather, at least as much as they can be.
We should probably tie them to the trees. We haven't even seen like any sign of the city yet, have we?
No, you can see as you've been flying that the terrain seems to be sloping gently upward. You can make out what looks like water way off on the horizon, and you see where it kind of rises up to a point, but you're not close enough to really make out any details of the horizon yet.
Why does this place have such terrible weather? Always.
If we decrease in altitude, does it get easier going?
Slightly, and you feel like maybe you could carry on a little ways, but you feel like eventually once you get close enough, you are going to have to go on foot. So if you wanted to, you could press on, but...
Yeah, that would be my intent.
Sure. So, you go as far as you can. Getting a little closer, In the distance, you're able to see what looks like one of the pyramids you become familiar with on this continent, but it's still far off in the distance at the kind of where the land seems to stop rising.
How long have we been traveling for? Just so I know that I'm not over limits on wild shape.
What's your time limit?
3 hours.
Okay, then you've been traveling for two.
Okay. I mean, I guess if it reaches the point where we can't go anymore, I'll land.
Yep.
Chuck whoever's on me off. And then
reveal. Ow!
So you guys have landed in a grouping of trees. You're going to lash the Quetzals up?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. You can do that.
What time of day is it?
It's going on early evening. All so right, it's probably like 7, 8 o'clock after all the resting you guys did.
Hi.
Well, are we going to continue the rest of the way on foot? Or are we going to try and wait out the storm?
The wind's blowing in your hair as you say this, and rain. Wetting all of you.
Fabulous. Thank God she's ugly.
Oh, loud.
No, I said I think it. Right, think it really loud. Loud. She might hear it.
From the back of your mind, you hear it. Yeah, I kind of thought that too.
Silence majority over here. All right, yeah, I mean, if we're not going anywhere, then that makes sense to lash them up. If we're going to continue at foot, we might as well bring them with.
They have a land speed of 10 feet.
Well, we're not bringing them with today.
My, how the tables have turned.
Oh, the turntables.
The mind is an easy thing to change for you.
And I have no means of making it better right now, so...
You don't have gaseous form or whatever that one we did with Hoyt was?
That's a decently high-level spell.
Yeah, I don't even like a level 5.
Even hasting them wouldn't help.
No.
I got a Longstrider and haste them, but I think Longstrider might be a soap.
Too bad you don't have, like a
ball. Longstrider can be cast on others. But I don't
like when you throw it at them, they go in.
Can we just do that? No, okay. I mean, we could stay here tonight. It doesn't seem to be a reason to press on if it's getting dark.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe the storm will be gone.
Probably what I would push for.
Just sleeping in the rain, or...
I mean, why not? I guess mage armor on myself. Does my animated shield stop raindrops?
No.
Fuck.
Can I cast Creator Destroy Water and destroy it?
Constantly.
The cloud it spreads and destroys all the water. Yeah. That water never again falls to Earth.
Never once.
You create a hellscape desert across the entire planet.
You create Hellfire Peninsula.
Just more of the same.
Dahlia no, says, only this fog. Sorry, guys.
Oh yeah, we have
should we really rest? We just got done. We could push forward.
Oh, is it safe to travel at night?
Is it any safer than sleeping out in the middle of nowhere? And
I've been doing that
in a land we don't know.
Everybody's so sassy.
I feel like
that's
I do.
Literally my life.
Yeah, I feel like I did that all the time on the Sword Coast.
But if you're uncomfortable staying here, we can push forward. However, I'm not comfortable leaving them here, so I will be moving at the pace they can go.
That'll take a million years.
That's fine. It didn't look like it should be too much further. We could see the pyramid on the horizon. Surely that's where the city is.
I can see the stars. That doesn't mean they're close.
Oh!
Do you like that? Do you like that one?
He's looking at you like, child.
She's on her last nerve. I'm at my last nerve with you, boy.
I know Hollaback Girl.
What is a Hollaback Girl?
Yeah, what is?
Let's just push forward.
I'm gonna cast Longstrider on both of the. Oh wait, is that a spell?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. What do you mean?
Yeah,
is that
it is. Well, because there's rules. If it's a spell, it's one of the things I took with my magic initiate, so I can only cast it once a day. So I would only be able to give it to. Oh no, I can do it at level 2 though and give it to another creature. So I cast Longstrider at level 2. To give it to the thingamajigs.
Okay.
And
now they can move real far.
Now they can move 20.
Oh.
For an hour.
That's the best I can do. I get six. At least that means that they could. That,
how many miles per hour is that?
Like, yeah, can you do the. Can
the
you tell me?
The component of that spell is dirt, so I just picture Shadow bending down, grabbing something, and just like.
The, ah, the cat like compels you! goodness.
20. Ooh. 6 seconds.
As Tekins make magic.
No, don't do the math on that. Jesus. Use land travel speed. But also.
Yes, we go.
Yeah, I can't make it any better than that.
I cast Blight on both of them.
They're dead.
Nah, you guys have been waiting for, right? You've been waiting all day for this, right?
Roll for initiation. And that's a level 2 spell.
Wait till you listen to this back and you get. Initiation.
They're going like 3 miles an hour.
That's fine.
That's
normal land travel speed is like what, 5?
Definitely not.
Overland distance is.
It's gotta be a lot more than that.
Overland fast paced is 4 miles per hour in 5e. Normal is 3, slow is 2.
Well then, this is not the same calculation as they.
No, because they're not doing. They're not doing the math. For
good
overland travel.
Mass destruct.
Good with
communication.
All right then. Whatever
the
that was.
Ambassadors are Jedi, I believe.
What?
We're hiking.
His shadow just turns and like. What? What did you say?
Okay.
All right. Wait. I gotta roll d20. Nothing happens.
I don't think I have an anti-storm spell.
Yeah, I'm not at that level. Sorry.
My
cast wildfire on the sky. Can anchor to clouds, right?
Yeah, if you just hover in place, you don't expend energy.
Alright, I move forward and constantly get frustrated by the speed of the slower animals.
So, they're just like, what would you be telling them as the?
I'm not gonna tell them anything. I just you. I walk forward for like I don't know, 5 minutes, and then like look back when I realize I have people with me that I need to care about, and they're so far away.
And they're a good like yeah,
he's
several
basically
probably
gone full
100 meters behind you.
Yeah, they're like a block behind me at all times. Like, can you? Ah.
The best card
you're
is
you're starting
storm,
forward and saying it's just around the corner.
Yeah. plus I'm also trolling Thalia. And then yeah, every hour until we get there, if we get there, I'm casting Longstrider on both.
Okay. So the first hour passes and the storm doesn't lessen. It gets darker as the evening becomes night, and as you push forward, the ground does seem to tread slightly upward. And as you push forward...
Oh, question?
Yes?
Are we running vanilla Skyrim night vision, or are we running modded weather patterns and lighting Skyrim?
It would be kind of modded, because it's getting pretty dark and the storm is pretty thick.
Tough to see then.
it's
sun getting real low.
It's raining more and more heavily as you push forward. You guys are all soaked at this point.
Yeah, but I mean, I got fire in my stomach and chest,
right,
and coming out of my hair. And
you got a fire in your belly.
Not there.
What? I don't think the shadow has fire coming out of his hair.
Well, have you looked at me recently?
I don't think you have
literally
hair
every day.
Well, now I do.
You have fire hair.
It's called Create Bonfire. And it's happening on my head at all times now, because I said that's what it is.
And every time he's standing there and all sorts of sassy, I use Control Flame to burn out.
So
or to
Shadow
make it change colors.
He makes it black, and so I can't see any better.
Fire hair.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Anyway. Okay. So yeah, you come back and walk back towards the group.
Every
cast
hour.
Your hours long strider.
Yes.
And suddenly your hair bursts.
Okay, it doesn't
well,
do
your
that.
Your non-existent hair appears.
It's an illusion.
Into existence, and then it becomes flame.
Hold on, is there a wild magic surge for this? There is now. Now you can keep going, it's fine.
And then Grar wiggles his fingers and suddenly it's rainbows.
Is this the kind of derailment Nick was talking about, Casey?
Likely.
Okay.
If only he knew.
Yeah, how much worse it actually is.
Than what you leave.
Than what actually is in the pod. So I guess you just tell me how many hours I have to be casting for.
Well, so far it's only been the one time.
Okay.
The first renewal.
Yes.
Like I said, the wind and rain has picked up. The vegetation has become slightly more dense. You are now walking mostly under trees, which has given you some cover from the rain, but with how heavy the rain is, it's mostly just dropping right through the trees and onto you guys. However, that has obscured your view ahead of you. You have found what seems to be a footpath through the woods. It's not thick enough to be hindering your large companions yet, but if it gets any denser, that could perhaps become a problem.
I am visibly angry. Annoyed, maybe, is a better word. I'm not looking happy.
What's wrong, Almalexia?
I hate this landscape, and I hate the weather. I'm going to shove my dagger directly into that wizard's head when I see him.
You know, it rains in the Sword Coast, too.
Yeah, we usually don't walk all day through the rain. We usually don't choose that.
Well, I mean, it's not day, it's night. That's Thalia's fault. I look at Thalia. She wanted this.
Oh, I'm blaming the wizard.
Was that we had already rested?
Well,
why would we need to rest again?
I don't blame you. Don't blame you at all, dear. I'm going to take it all out on that damned wizard when I see him, that damned dragon.
Well, I fully intend to do the same.
Okay. We're the Revengers.
Revengers of weather.
I don't know what that means,
you want revenge.
Kind of like the sound of
it. You want revenge, I want revenge.
Almalexia looks over at Grar, who's probably not even paying attention because he's like, fuck these people, he's fucking stop these. And then she thinks to herself, oh, I guess I know how he feels, like when this guy murdered his whole town.
Because you're in the rain.
Yes, she has equated weather to
I'm inconvenienced.
Oh. It's going to turn out that the dragon was actually part of Grar's family the whole time, and he's the one that didn't die. Did I just spoil the pod?
No.
Okay, good, because that would be a blatant lifting from Naruto.
Hey, I started that today. Do they get older? Because I'm really annoyed by their voices.
They don't get older.
Yeah,
for
like
the first 200 episodes.
Yeah, you're gonna have to plow through that.
Why am I watching a show about children?
75 to 100 of 200 are filler. So you
I got those. I had those episode numbers if you wanted to skip ones. But
I highly recommend skipping the filler because it's awful.
You won't get to any filler for at least like 20 episodes. Oh, okay. Sorry, Casey.
Okay. So you guys push on through the woods. You're almost up to another hour. When can I get a perception check from all of you?
Don't like that. I have 4. Solid 4.
Okay.
15.
18. 1-8.
Talia had a 20.
Bitch.
And Droopy had a 4.
Classic.
I don't need to add mods. That's too low for him. Good enough for her. Shadow, you're good enough. And Grar, you're good enough. You all hear...
Except for me.
You're not... you're too busy probably, like...
Outing.
Under your breath, bitching at everything. To notice, but... The rest of you, on the wind, you catch what you think might be a scream, followed by a beastly guttural sound up ahead in the distance. It's just like a fleeting on the wind. You catch it between cracks of thunder and lightning above in the sky as the rain's coming down.
Yeah, I got my hood up. I just, with the extra...
Yeah, it's
the extra material. Much. Can't hear anything.
Yeah, well, that plus you get, you know, the water, it adds sound as it's
I've been
hitting
in the
your
rain
hood.
I'm ready for that to happen at Boundary Waters.
No, you're not.
Is God. It a creature that, or a creature's cry that I recognize?
That is a good question.
I don't know. That is a good question. Well, let me see what type it is.
Go ahead. Name all the creatures your character knows.
Yes, do that.
Dinosaurs, and then anything that would probably be a decently common creature. But, I mean, I definitely come from a different region, so if it's regional specific, likely not.
It's not a dinosaur, and it's not probably something you would have ran into.
Okay.
So, no. I'm going to say no. You don't.
So there's wild animals?
You don't know. Okay. You think you heard what sounded like a scream. Not like a animal's scream, but...
Sure.
A humanoid scream. And the sound of something bestial. A little up ahead.
Like that bear in Annihilation?
Yeah, it's actually the wild
Was
animal
it?
That's doing the screaming.
Was it specifically a cry for help? Or
no.
Just a cry? Okay. And I don't care.
Just a scream.
That's the scariest thing I've seen in probably 20 years.
The blind bear that swallows you and takes your voice?
Yeah.
Alright.
And then rip that girl's face off.
That's fair enough.
But I didn't hear anything, so continue. I continue walking as nothing happens.
Yeah, Alexia has her own headcanon going on here, and it's just like, like, man, thank God, this is what it would sound like if a bear was ripping my face off. Oh my God.
Jane the Virgin got fucked
up. If only these moving pictures in my head could be on a screen. It's the start of her directorial.
I write that down.
I'll talk to Kieran when we get back.
Have an idea for a new medium.
It'll never catch up. I keep plowing ahead until I need to cast Longstrider again.
You don't.
Huh?
You have to cast it again.
Alright.
Taking no heed of the sound ahead of you, trudge on.
Well, I didn't say that, but I'm still going.
Okay. Trudging on.
You take some heed?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a scream. That's danger. But I won't be stopped in my mission.
But I won't be stopped, he says, as he trudges on without heed.
None of it.
None of it. Zero heeds given or taken.
Forward on into the scream territory.
Correct.
Rounding a corner on your footpath, you suddenly see a clearing ahead of you, and what looks to be a sign. Small village with no sign other than the sign of danger, as you can see that it is engulfed in flame.
We would have seen that ahead of time, but you know, whatever.
Well, the trees are thick here.
All right.
You don't understand.
That's fine.
Do you understand?
You understand? Do you see? You do not.
Yeah, so you guys round the corner on this footpath you're following, and through the last few trees, and as you round the corner, you can see buildings up ahead, just small, primitive houses by the looks of it. You're kind of coming into a village, it seems. You're on the outskirts by a small plot of crops and a small house that has had the door busted in. The straw roof, thatched roof, is on fire, and beyond it you can hear screams coming from the village and see other houses on fire.
I look
for
twin
visages.
I'm like, oh, I take heed. I look directly at the camera.
So as
when
you guys are following Shadow, he turns around and looks as though he has taken some heed.
I look through you at the camera behind the group, and yes, the heed
and
has
what
been
is
taken.
He, what does he do?
He wink.
What does you all do?
I can't make that better. I can only make it worse.
Well, I mean, wouldn't the rain be the best way to make it better?
Is it helping now? Is it helping?
It is. Right. The buildings they're steaming, but you're not gonna like
Aguamenti.
Salvage them.
All right. Well,
how
it appears as though they have been set ablaze from the inside.
Oh, the call came from inside the thatched building.
How big are the houses?
Trogdor.
Fairly tiny. The biggest one you see might be like 20 by 20.
Oh god, they're bigger than my apartment.
I cast Create Water on the first one that we come across. 30 foot cube automatically extinguishes exposed flames in the area.
Holy shit.
Okay. One shot kill for firehouse.
That's unbelievable.
Sure.
That's gotta be a lot.
So, as you guys are walking into this village,
I create rain in rain.
Yeah, basically. I'm gonna have it that you...
You water bend
the rain all of the rain together above this house, and it just yeah.
And that everyone is drowned.
That would look cool. Yeah, fire. Luckily there's nobody inside of it, but
correct. Upon further inspection, there's nobody inside.
How many screams are ahead? If I had to estimate the number of screams.
Now that you're closer, you can occasionally hear a scream. They sound like they're coming from different sources across the village, but few and far between at this point.
How many more houses?
It's hard to count all of them from your current vantage point. You're just kind of entering the village.
So like a lot?
15, maybe, you estimate.
And they're all set on fire?
Not all of them, but it seems like there's been fires set throughout the village. You can't get a good view of the village center from where you're at.
I'm going to proceed into the city at the pace of the Quetzals and just tell me as I get within 30 feet of houses that are on fire.
Okay. You push forward and pass maybe one more house that is ablaze before you... are able to get a view on the village center.
Okay. To create water on that one, too.
Sure. All of the rain coming down seems to suck into this ball of water that you create above the house, and then you just drop it. it quenches the fire. Blows out one of the walls as the pressure on the inside from all this water is a bit too much.
Do you want it out or just, do you want it?
Just the specificity of the spell, it shouldn't do that, but you do you.
Oh, I'm doing it.
Because
you ruined the spell, it should just
fall as rain. But all right. I mean, if I'm destroying them, I'll stop trying to save them. Is what I'm saying here.
Anyway.
But, oh, I care.
This isn't going as well as I thought it would. I feel like I've done this a million times and it never has reacted this way. Straw. Terrible.
Are we going to do this to every house? What's going on here? Does anyone see any
villagers? As you're saying that, and you guys are walking forward and you're kind of badgering him about it, in front of you, you can see a huddled group of tied up people in what you can now see is the town center. Small carts for goods and a small stable in the center of the town is in disarray. And in front of all of these people, you can see a small creature, barely about a foot higher than Droop in stature.
Is it a female goblin that he's going to fall in love with?
No, Jesus.
No, it has the visage of a cat and is maybe 4 feet tall with brown fur and chainmail. It's brandishing a whip and barking orders at these people to keep them in line.
Thank you for listening to The Usual Time, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition podcast. This campaign was mastered by Jared Case and features the talents of Casey Trickle, Andrew Klon, and Tyler Kuhn. We encourage you to visit theusualtimednd.com for this and all of our episodes. You can rate and review us on your favorite podcast platforms, but remember, and I cannot stress this enough, 5 stars only. Songs in this episode include Netherland by Poddington Bear and Sacred Flame by Arcane Anthems. Who is this mysterious tabaxi, and does he have anything to do with the Dragon Wizard? Find out next time on The Usual Time.